First, what we'll do is we're going to have to cast our guest away.
Yeah, and then, it's and looking then pretty stormy the out island. There. It was clear skies a few minutes ago, but storm clouds are gathering and the wind is blowing and things don't look so good for this little boat.
And there we are. Well, Kathy Hope Erickson, welcome to the island, and welcome to your deserted island.
Yes, turns out it was actually a real deserted island.
And we usually about halfway through we'll talk about dessert a little bit.
Yes, all right.
So we have. We have some dessert to talk about. But first, before we get to dessert, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here, both of you.
It is
all of you.
It is a treat to have you. And you've selected 10 songs that you would take to your deserted island. If they were the 10 songs that you would have perhaps forever if you were stranded.
I would have to listen. Well, I must say, I never knew you to be cruel, but it was so fortunate that I did not give you a hint. I did not bring any Beatles or Van Morrison with me on that trip. And mm-hmm. It's a good thing because I would have drowned because I would have had to take them all. Then we would have been here all night too, all night and all day and all night.
That's one thing you said earlier. When it comes to the Beatles and Van Morrison, if it was one, it was all of them.
Okay,
and
fair
I can
enough.
Just yeah, I can see you on the ship jumping off with your entire collection. Blah, 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 blah.
Not a pretty picture.
Well. We'll talk about the songs that you've chosen individually as we go through the show. But first, I just want to ask you about what this exercise was like for you to pick 10 songs. And I mentioned to Rachel when we were reading the weather that you were still adjusting some things out there.
I still was juggling, as I said, adding and whittling. I emailed myself maybe that many times with suggestions to myself, and I had to finally quit because I was up to, over a dozen, but I gave you a dozen because I couldn't decide between those. And so then at the last minute, it was like holding your nose and jumping in. I did that and culled a few and switched a couple more around, and there we go.
Well, before we get into the music and the songs, let's just tell a little bit about you and your time in Sitka.
Well, I've been here since before the bridge, a long time before, about 20 years before. And let me see, I grew up first at... on Mount Edgecombe, and moved over we had these great, great big, what do you call it, barrels that were made of like cardboard type thing that the kitchens would get in their flour and all sorts of things on barges. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people used them as packing containers, and I remember we had those quite a while after we moved over to what we called the village, and it's now called the Indian Village. Mm-hmm. Right. But when we were growing up, it was just the village. And I guess people are trying to differentiate between the village in Greenwich Village, and the village in Sitka. So I graduated from Sitka. I went to a couple of other schools in Southeast, checked them out, and came back home and graduated, and did what I think is like world traveling for me, because I was just out of high school, and I took a train across Canada to the Mohawk Reservation. They had an Indian country newspaper that came out, and they had a little box ad saying, "We need your help. Come help put out the Akwesasne notes." And so, of course, I thought they meant collate. When I got there, I found out they meant write and edit.
Oh, my gosh.
Skills I didn't pick up for a few more decades, but I'd love to go do that now again. So I took that, I'd say in the 2 years after I graduated high school, I came home for no more than 2 months at a time, and I left. I'd get a job and get enough money to leave and be gone for no more than about 2 months. Mm-hmm. I worked up in Bristol Bay in a floating cannery, and I actually went to Greenwich Village, and my claim to fame is I saw Boz Scaggs and Tower of Power in the Fillmore West before it closed. Wow. So, I mean, that would mean something to some people. Probably not the majority of the population, but
I fully had a Boz Scaggs album that I wore grooves in before I showed up here in Sitka.
Mm-hmm. Well, he sings a song on one of his albums, and it's called "Waiting for a Train." And I've got a kind of a checkered past, and one of the checkers that I was, worked at Raven Radio as business manager, and I would do the Good Day radio show once in a while, and I had this, I had little tiny sets of music that I would do, like a miniature train set, I called this one, and didn't realize until I shut down the microphone that I had said a very clever pun.
Well, I want to talk about some of those stories, travels, and maybe the early days of Raven Radio. You were working here when I walked in the door for the first time. But let's play a little bit of music before we get to some of those other stories. And we're going to start this program, which is the 3rd of January, is the date, and Russian Christmas is right around the corner.
Absolutely.
And so this, I think this, that is that part of the reason for this first song? Is there any relation there?
Well, the first song is my family watches a couple of things every year. And one of the songs that I scratched off is called Silver Bells. And this version that we were going to hear is Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell. And it's from a movie called The Lemon Drop Kid. Mm-hmm. And the next one is called The Lord's Bright Blessing. And it's from Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. And Bob Cratchit sings this, and he was played by Jack Cassidy. It's a cartoon, of course. Mr. Magoo was Scrooge.
Uh-huh.
Right, in that play. Okay, of course.
So my son-in-law said, just this Christmas, he said, "I didn't realize how much that George loved this movie, but when we were watching it, he was singing along with all the songs." So here's one of the songs we sang along with.
I better check and make sure I've got the right version. This is subtitled Razzleberry Dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Hurry, children. Our dinner is ready.
Will we have a gander and some razzleberry dressing?
Oh, rather.
We haven't had a hen since I can tell you when.
Razzleberry dressing.
We've been so awful good.
From me down to the baby.
And we're not made of wood.
Or razzleberry gravy.
We'll have the Lord's bright blessing. And knowing we're together. Knowing we're together, heart and hand, we'll make the whitest Christmas, the very brightest Christmas, a Christmas far more glorious than grand. We can't afford to have a hen. We will someday, I vow. So I suggest you dream of then, and prize what we have now.
Could we have a Christmas tree, and on each branch a goodie, some waffle jelly cake would be so nice. Could we have a stocking full of presents, Father, could we? Some waffle jelly cake, perhaps a slice. And on the tree a star of shiny Christmas gold, a candle in a jar
of razzleberry dressing.
We can't afford a Christmas tree. We will someday, I vow. Start smiling and enjoy with me the miracle of now. We'll have the Lord's bright blessing, and knowing we're together, knowing we're together, heart and hand, we'll have the whitest Christmas, the very brightest Christmas, a Christmas far more glorious than grand.
A very merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Thank you. are closer. Walk with me. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Beautiful. Kermit Ruffins and the Rebirth Brass Band, and a song there called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Kathy, what brought that song to your list?
Gee, I love it.
That'll do.
It's like brings peace into me, and I really like a lot of different kinds of religious music. Well, not a lot of different kinds. I like those gospel-y kind, mm-hmm. and I really, really love our Orthodox music. And that was really hard to pick just one song of the Orthodox music. But my husband and I were blessed to get a copy of St. Innocent's Academy CD called Sparks Among the Stubble. And St. Innocent's Academy is a school up in Kodiak, and it's an Orthodox school, high school. And Father Paisius is he's the everything of the school. And they, you just have to hear this. They're just absolutely fabulous. And Come Let Us Bless Joseph. See, I know more why I picked that one than I do Just a Closer Walk with Thee. But here, Come Let Us Joseph is Bless Joseph is about Joseph of Arimathea when he asks for Jesus from the cross. And as it says here, this beautiful Lenten hymn brings us through the Lord's Passion to his holy resurrection. And then in the Good Friday service, at the very end, we sing Come Let Us Bless Joseph. And we don't sing this version, but I brought the music just in case. If you folks read music, maybe we can sing it together.
Well, we'll see. Kathy, you're in the choir?
Yes.
Here at the...
Yes, I am. Yeah, for about 6 or 7 years, I had the honor of directing the choir, and I'm on hiatus. I don't know how long that's going to be, but
the choir at St. Michael's.
Oh yeah, yeah. We call it the choir, capital T, capital C, and don't realize that there are other choirs in the world. I'm sorry.
Well, and the choir plays an important role in Russian Christmas in the tradition of starring. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Could you describe that a little bit?
Sure. Well, the choir plays a huge role in every service, and the choir is not the only group, only people to sing. The whole congregation is actually supposed to sing, but the choir is supposed to kind of be the lay leaders of the music. And when we go starring, it's usually just the choir and we go. We call it starring because we have a star that we follow. It's an eight-sided star that's all tinsely and bright and has a beautiful icon in the center of the nativity. And so Nativity is the 7th of January every year. And my friend Mike says it's actually the 25th of December. It just looks like it's on January the 7th on the Julian calendar. I mean, it's on the Julian calendar, mm-hmm. the 25th. But to the Gregorian calendar, it looks like mm-hmm. the 7th. There. So that's what we... And we go from house to house. We sing special melody music, and those are called troparia, kandakia, and then also carols. We sing some in English. We added some, like, Silent Night to our repertoire, and it gets requested a lot. And we also, in recent years, thanks to Herman Davis, added the Little Drummer Boy, and we do kind of a nice job of it, too, I must say. And I think I wandered down a path as I was speaking. I tend to do that these days. So is that called a tangent? Mm-hmm. But it's a celebration of Christmas, and we're invited into different homes and different, you know, like we start out going to the hospitals and the Pioneer Home and singing to the icon in the star, and the residents get the added bonus of being able to hear us and to sing with us too. And it's all Christmassy and beautiful. And I really appreciate in town where the different businesses still stay Christmassy until after hours is done.
Nice.
And I had a question. With Russian Christmas, within the Orthodox Church, do you sing the songs? You said you sing some in English. Are some of them in Russian?
Oh, yeah. It's in Slavonic, which is a church Russian. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly Russian. And sometimes they have to be interpreted, and not everybody that knows Russian knows Slavonic. Mm-hmm. But we sing some in Tlingit and some in Aleut and Yupik too.
Oh, great. Wow.
So the CD that we're going to play next will touch back to, this is a choir that is in Kodiak?
Yes,
is that right?
It's a high school there.
Okay, and then is this the sort of song that might not be sung during a starring, but would be sung at other times of the year, or would this be
right.
in starring also?
This one is a Good Friday.
Okay.
Come let us bless Joseph, our Redeemer.
And the third song on Kathy Hope Erickson's list of 10 that she has brought in tonight that she would choose to have if stranded perhaps forever on a deserted island. And because it is a deserted island, then we'll be talking about dessert here in just a few songs.
Yay.
I've got to say that when we first started doing this show, Kathy, when I think of desserts, I think of you, because you have shared some incredible desserts in the time that I've known you with us and with others. And our favorite pie recipe comes from from you.
Well, thank you. I'm really good at finding good recipes.
Do you know which pie I'm speaking of? I think you do, but I'm
There were a few of that species on the deserted island.
Oh. Uh-huh.
There was a pear pie and a partridge in a pear pie.
Oh, nice.
So we'll be having some photos of the deserted island on kcaw.org, along with Kathy's 10 songs and along with the recording of this program. And I think we'll be able to get a recipe or
a reasonable facsimile.
Fair enough.
I will say, well, you take a little more, and then you bake it.
Well, you mentioned that you grew up over Manajgum.
Yeah.
And you were telling a story a little earlier today of you're listening to some music, and I wanted to kind of ask you a little bit about what was your earliest music exposure. Did you listen to music that your folks listened to, how did you first start listening to music?
Isn't that great how music ties generations together? And yeah, that's why some of these songs are on here. You'll Never Know is kind of an old one, Just a Walkin' in the Rain also. And I think I'm really trying hard to remember the song I was listening to when I got stung by a bee.
And that was here in Sitka?
Yeah, I used to. We listened to AM radio quite a bit. Because that's all we had in Sitka. We had, the first radio station we had in Sitka was when the Army left here, they left their radio station equipment. And so, oh gosh, I'm trying to remember the call letters to that. My dad told me what they were. K something LA. And it was over on Alice Island, near some of their barracks. I guess Shiatica Incorporated now has that property. And we had KSEW that was up right next to the National Cemetery, and they had a program called Party Line, which is a lot like Problem Corner, and we had KIFW. And that was named after Irene Francis something with a W. My dad worked there, and I used to go up and visit him while he was on the air.
Wow, what music did he play? Do you remember?
He said that they didn't have any really strict format, but they were supposed to play a male singer, a female singer, and instrumental, and that was their. That was their programming.
Wow.
Yeah, the individual announcers got to choose their own music.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we'll have to plan a radio show like that
sometime.
That sounds great.
How old were you when you were going up and visit? I mean, were you old enough to, like, help him pick out music or?
Oh, heavens no. I was maybe from around 7 years old to 10, something like that.
How neat.
Were you playing a musical instrument of any kind, or did you sing? Or?
I sang. I pretended to play the flute for a year. I would have made great karaoke at, I mean, great, what is that that you do?
Lip
sync. Oh, lip sync. You don't sync, you just pretend to. Yeah, that's our bag.
I never thought I'd say that to anybody, let alone a whole town.
So you were a young one listening to music, and a bee came along?
Oh, yeah, that thing got me right in the elbow.
What did you tell your mom?
I was just singing with the radio.
Well, you mentioned one of the songs that helps bridge the gap between generations, and it's a song called "You'll Never Know," done, I don't know if originally, but popularly by Dick Hames. But you've selected a different version from a different generation of artists. Tell me a little bit about how you first heard this song.
Well, that's easy. That's from, I was in this very room when I first, how did I get a hold of Maura O'Connell? I heard somebody played a song by her, and so I gravitated toward that section of this vast, beautiful library. And I tell you, you can go back in time here, because that was 20 years ago, and it was still in the same section of the music library here. And you just don't even have to open your eyes. You can just reach over, and there are those records. And the same with the White Over Red section that I used to play from quite a bit, which is, as you'll hear, Dean Martin, Edith Piaf, Doris Day, and, oh gosh, so many from that era, Johnny Ray, Frank Sinatra.
I'll say, I think Frank's in that section.
Yeah.
I think the show Sunny Side of the Street comes to mind as I hear you talking a little bit. Well, we'll tell some radio stories here in just a little bit. It was nice when you came up this afternoon. I heard more than once. Here it is.
Aww.
Maura O'Connell.
Never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times. You went away, and my heart went with you. And I speak your name in my thank you. went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old sin and tone, where in dreams I live with a memory, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still here's my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor knows only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of Santa, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. Broken song, empty words, I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path beside the Alamo, and rose my rose of sun and dawn.
Willie Nelson and Ray Price and a San Antonio Rose. And before that, Mara O'Connell and old Dick Haymes' tune, You'll Never Know. So Kathy Hope Erickson is our castaway here on Raven Radio KCAW Sitka this evening. And Kathy has selected 10 songs that she would choose to have on an island if she was stranded perhaps forever. And we just heard San Antonio Rose, done by Ray Price and Willie Nelson. Kathy, how'd that song end up on your list?
Partly because I just love the artistry of both those gentlemen. Their voices are, like, incomparable in their... they just get my heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And San Antonio Rose, that's been with me for a long time.
Well, we're about halfway through the list. And as I'm reminded regularly by Rachel, when we're halfway through the list, it's time for dessert.
Ooh.
Yes. And so, Kathy, you get to have one dessert on your deserted island. And it's a never-ending supply, but you only get one dessert. And so what dessert would you bring to your island?
Well, if I got to choose, see, the island I landed on had lots of pear pie, but if I got to choose, it would be my new best dessert, which is sweet potato pie with a pecan streusel topping.
I've never had a sweet potato pie. So what is it like? I imagine it being like a pecan pie, not in flavor, but in texture.
Well, the topping? No, it's kind of like a pumpkin pie.
Oh, right. Of course. Okay. It would be thicker.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And then the streusel, what is that exactly?
Well,
is it like a crust?
It's a topping. It's kind of like, well, most streusels that I know of have their most common ingredients are butter and brown sugar. And so you can't go wrong there.
No.
And a lot of them have a little bit of flour in them. And this one has pecans. Some streusels have, like, oats.
Right. Okay.
That sort of thing.
I call that crumble top.
Okay.
Now I know what to call it.
Okay.
Streusel sounds so much better than crumble top.
Well, let's talk about this next song on your list. Zu Heide?
Sugar de Dawn, yeah. It's, well, in 1980, Sea Alaska sponsored an elders conference, and George Davis from Angoon, he spoke these words, and it's, "We will open again the container of wisdom left in our care," and that's the English translation of what he said. And from there, Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation was founded almost immediately after that conference and because of that conference. And Sea Alaska Heritage says, "These wise traditional leaders told the new leaders, Sea Alaska, that their hands were growing weary of holding on to the metaphorical blanket, this container of wisdom. They said they were transferring this responsibility to the corporation." So almost right away, they formed Sea Alaska Heritage. And Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation is doing a phenomenal job of collecting language and stories and art and just... I guess, what heritage from this area, from the Tlingit and Tsimshian and Haida.
And there are actually some of the archival tapes of Raven Radio that we have sent to Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation for eventually digitization so that we'll be able to broadcast them again.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I kind of shared some with you tonight that I'd love to see digitized, too, some... was Raven, let me see, wasn't Raven Anthology, was it?
Well, there are some Raven Anthologies going, a lot of Lori Cropley's
this
work.
Is, yeah, Raven's View.
Raven's View, there's a lot of Raven's View archived
The one I have here is from 1986, and it was Albert Davis and Cylinder Recordings on Raven's View. So I have a few more, A&B Basketball, and I think I just got the copies, and I think you still have the originals up here.
Yeah, and now most of that material is has been sent away to Sea Alaska Heritage.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So just a couple months ago, we got all that tallied up and sent away, and they were fantastic. So hopefully we'll have that on the air here.
What a huge contribution. I'm proud of us.
That's great. And a shout out to Lori Cropley, who did a lot of wonderful production.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's coming right up. Well, we'll talk a little more about radio coming up shortly, because I want to tell a couple stories about early days of radio for you and me here at Raven Radio. But this piece here?
It's as I said, the words were from George Davis. And Harold Jacobs, who grew up here, put it to music. And this is one of the songs, like the Dlegu, that belong to everybody.
Pascal de Kite, eh, 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 eh,
Hey, 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 hey
Well, we have Kathy Hope Erickson with us, stranded on her deserted island, playing the 10 songs that she has selected to be with her. And what we're going to do next is I've got a photo here that I'm going to hand over to Kathy right now. And we said that we would talk about earlier days at Raven Radio. So can you, is the light bright enough for you to see who's in that picture? Describe it for us.
Absolutely. It's Diana, Flo, and Mary.
A.K.A. Yeah.
It's the Supremes, the Raven Supremes.
Nice.
This is Lori Cropley's brainchild. And, you know, this is amazing. I always knew I was overweight, but I don't look that overweight in there. So Lori said, we have to do this, and you have to do it with me, and Mary has to do it too. And so it was just like out of nowhere, for nothing, we sewed up some sequiny costumes,
yeah.
and we did a couple of different songs of the Supremes. And it was lip sync, and it was a performance, and it was the precursor to the Stardust Ball lip syncs.
Wow, this is a photo of the very first Stardust Ball lip sync act.
And
where is this taken? Centennial Building, Morgan Centennial Hall?
That one is, I think so, or Sheldon Jackson, maybe.
You're definitely supremed up. I'm gonna scan that, and that picture is gonna be with the post of this show.
A
payphone.
A payphone. Oh, yeah. You don't see that much anymore.
Well, my husband had just happened to buy a big old white Cadillac, so we did that one performance. I can't remember where, but then the second time we did it was up at Steve Wills' house, and so. He drove us up in the white Cadillac, and we were walking in with all our sparkle and glory.
Wow.
So you worked at Raven Radio. When did you start? About what era were you?
The era is the beginning of the end of vinyl and the beginning of CDs.
So that was... late 80s, mm-hmm. very late 80s, and into the early 90s.
Yes, sir, it was.
And what was your position here?
Business manager. And they don't have one of those these days
anymore. I'll say again, what's a business manager?
Yeah.
I minded our business.
So when I walked in, I was hired in 1990 mm-hmm. to be the chief announcer, another thing that we don't have anymore.
That's right.
And so one of the first people that I talked with was you as the business manager.
Yeah, old radio salt, you thought.
Yeah, I did. We were just talking today. I assumed you'd been around for years and years since the station. I just kind of figured forever.
And so we were here for the 10th anniversary.
We were. And mm-hmm. I think that you and I helped design the mug and the poster for the 10th with Dale DeArmond's help, the one that had the 10 ravens on it.
And then there's there was a pin, I thought, that went with it, too.
There was a pin.
Everybody got one at their seat at the Centennial Building.
Mm-hmm. And some of them were open on the seat.
No.
I'm just kidding. Oh! So well, the couch out in the lobby, that couch was, I remember, frequented by a brown lab. Do you remember his name?
Not
Bill
Barney.
Prendergast is
Not
the engineer,
Barney.
And his brown lab was
Barney.
Barney.
It was?
Indeed, Barney.
Okay.
He used to lie on his back, stretch his legs out.
Oh, Billy Bob. So, and Steve Will was the
news
director.
Director, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Sometime after that, he gave me a business card, and it's he had become reporter then, and he scratched out reporter, and he put friend.
And Rich McClear was manager still.
At
that point. And Jake Schumacher was the program director, and Mary Baker.
Yeah, was AKA a production
Lee, production director. She goes by her full real name is Leandra.
I know, isn't that beautiful?
Leandra. Yes. Mm-hmm. Peggy did the weekend morning edition hosting. We used to have a weekend morning edition host.
Wow.
I can't remember exactly who was morning edition host at that time.
Who is Peggy?
Clint Daniels was working as operations director.
Yeah. Well, I first interviewed for a job that Lori Cropley got in my stead. So business manager was the second position I interviewed for here. And I think the thing that got me the job was they said, well, why do you want to work at Raven Radio? And I said, because it's showbiz.
And look at you, still under the spotlight, Kathy.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on with your music selections. Up next is certainly an artist that has spent time in the spotlight, belting it out. So you've got a tune up next. Do we want to go with Janice next?
Absolutely. Okay. She's got this is corny, but she does have a piece of my heart.
Come on, come on, come on. Can I make Est-ce gourdé rien qu'un instant la voix lente du pauvre Jean que les femmes n'aimaient pas? Mais n'oubliez pas, dans la vie il n'y a qu'une morale. Qu'on soit riche ou sans un sou, sans amour, on n'est rien du tout.
On n'est rien du tout.
Il vivait au jour le jour dans la soie et le velours. Il pionçait dans de beaux draps. Mais n'oubliez pas, dans la vie on n'est pas de balle. Quand notre cœur est au clou, sans amour on n'est rien du tout.
On n'est rien du tout.
Il becquetait chez les barons, il guinchait dans les salons et lichait tous les tafias. Mais n'oubliez pas, rien ne vaut une belle fille qui partage votre ragoût. Sans amour, on n'est rien du tout.
On n'est rien du tout.
Pour gagner des picaillons, il fut un méchant larron. On le saluait bien bas, mais n'oubliez pas, un jour on fait la pirouette et derrière les verrous, sans amour on n'est rien du tout.
On n'est rien du tout.
Esgourdez bien jeunes gens, profitez de vos 20 ans, on ne les a qu'une fois. Et n'oubliez pas, plutôt qu'une cordelette, mieux vaut une femme à son cou. Sans amour on n'est rien du tout.
On n'est rien du tout.
Et voilà mes braves gens, la joie lente du pauvre Jean, qui vous dit en vous quittant, aimez-vous, padam, padam, pinte, soin.
Edith, Edith Piaf, I remember I was on the radio once talking about old radio stories, and I said that was a song from Edith Piaf. Yeah. We were talking about early radio, and you said the albums turned to CDs. And back when we trained people and we first had CDs come out, folks, when we did trainings, there were 8 or 10 people around the table, and usually somebody would raise their hand and ask if there was music on both sides of the CD.
Wow.
That's priceless.
I know. And you know what's funny now is that, it's getting – but when we train young people, and it's not so young anymore, and I show them records, like vinyls, LPs. Mm-hmm.
They've never even seen them.
They raise their hand and say, is there music on both sides?
Oh, beautiful.
Well, Edith, how did Edith make your list, Kathy?
Well, it started out to be, it was going to be La Vie en Rose, but because I have a friend who years ago said to me once, what is that song you're always singing? And I didn't realize it, but that was my stress song. I would hum that. Every time I was under really big stress at work, and I was working at Sitka Tribe at the time, so you can imagine, he said, what is that song you're always singing? And so I thought, that's a good song, that's me. But then I started thinking, oh gosh, she does the poor people of Paris. I've got to. So what I actually grew up hearing the instrumental version. I think it was Les Baxter in his orchestra. But she's incomparable. And I guess using that word again, but she and Janice are just the end of the world for me.
You, when we were looking through the Edith Piaf albums, you speak pretty good French.
I fake it. But, you know, every once in a while, I will come out with a very, very authentic sounding, non.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Well, I think we should. Talk about this. The next song coming up on the list, because time is passing, and we have 8 songs under our belt, and I think we've got a tune from Johnny Ray called Just Walking in the Rain. What makes you pick Johnny Ray?
This is a song that's from my childhood, and it just reminds me of Sitka, because you have to do that. If you're going to live in Sitka, you have to be able to walk in the rain. And, you know, I didn't own an umbrella until I turned 18, and I only owned it for a couple of weeks, and then it disappeared. But other than that, I've never had an umbrella. And if you don't enjoy or ignore the rain, you better move to Phoenix.
Just walking in the rain, getting soaking wet, torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, all because my heart still remembers you. Change. Somehow I can't forget.
Just walking in the rain. Walking in the rain. Walking in the rain.
Johnny Ray, Just Walking in the Rain. Well, Kathy Hope Erickson is our castaway tonight, and used to live when you were young over on Mount Edgecombe.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, maybe not on Mount Edgecombe, but over at Mount Edgecombe on Jablonski Island, right?
Yeah, we called it the island, the island and the village.
How'd you get back and forth?
We had... Well, the Navy bequeathed us 4 boats that they called shore boats, and some of them were half covered, some were fully covered. Like the Donna was, the back part was covered and the front part was open. And so we would get on the shore boat at Mount Edgecombe side over by the Coast Guard dock on the north end of the Coast Guard dock, and we'd ride over to out this front window over here by where the hotel is now. Used to be the coal storage there. And my sister-in-law, when she first came to town, she said, "Why do they call it the dog shack?" it was a dock shack. So I challenge anybody to, well, I'm just forgetting the fourth one. There was one called the Teddy, one called the Donna, one called the Arrowhead.
Teddy?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Teddy?
It just called Teddy.
Just Teddy, yeah. Donna.
And Arrowhead.
And Arrowhead.
And one more.
Wow. All right. Well, that's a trivia question.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, don't call that one on the air.
It's the seven dwarf rule. It's the seven dwarf rule. Everybody can remember six of them. Mm-hmm. But.
So was the seventh boat sneezy? Or the fourth boat? Wow.
That's on the fair weather. Okay. That's their little luggage thing.
Well, you went traveling quite a bit, and you said you went up to Bristol Bay at one point.
Yeah.
How did you get there from Sitka at that time?
Well, we had jets. So actually, I took a jet to Juneau and a smaller plane, to Anchorage, and a smaller plane from Anchorage to King Salmon, and then a beach landing plane from King Salmon to this place called Big Creek, and it's right near between Igigik and Naknek. And so we played cribbage during all of our off hours, and it got so obsessive that even like if I saw a little boat with an AK number, I'd try to make a hand out of that. And we had, there were 15 guys and 5 women working on there. And we had 1 hour or a half hour for lunch, and we had to eat in shifts. So to this day, I eat like that's the last meal I'm going to get. Just shovel it in and get going. So in that 2-year span, I think I counted up 22 legs of travel that I did. And from float plane to train to I was wanting to leave New York. And so I went and bought a copy of The Village Voice. Not the Sitka Village.
The other village.
That other village.
The Manhattan Village. And found an ad that said some people were driving across country and had some room. So I took that that way from New York to Los Angeles.
How many days did that take?
I think maybe just 3.
Wow.
Could be.
Did you take turns driving?
Oh, I didn't drive then. Yeah. My husband had to teach me how to drive, and that was a few years later. First time I drove, though, down south on a freeway, I passed a semi, and then I don't know why, but I scooted right in the same lane, and it was like I almost cut him off, the semi with a full load behind it.
You're like, whoo, done with that. Get over here to be safe and slow down.
I think that's why George wanted to move back to Sitka. And we did right away.
Well, Kathy, we've got one more song, and I'll let you introduce this song and why it's on your list.
This is a Dean Martin song, and it's also from my childhood. When I was first working here, I got my first what we called fan mail. It was somebody really liked what I was playing, and so she mentioned it. It happened to be Lily Herwald, and this is for you, Lily, and thanks for that fan mail so many years ago.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy. sweet, sweet memories you gave made of this. You can't beat the memories you gave me. Don't sweet, sweet forget a small moonbeam.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Fold sweet, sweet in lightly with a dream.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor with
sweet, sweet
his blessings from above.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Serve sweet, sweet it generously with love.
You can't beat the memories you gave me.
One man, one wife, one love through life.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave
made of this.
You can't beat the memories you gave
me. Memories are made of this.
Well, that is... I've got to say, I've got mixed emotions after Kathy's final song. Kathy Hope Erickson has selected 10 songs for her deserted island if she were stranded, and I guess I'm a little sad because it's been such fantastic music, Kathy. But I also have to be happy because I think it's time for you to be rescued. Do you see anything on the horizon there, hon?
I think I see a boat coming, but we can wave it away and just keep her on the island for a while.
Well, I was thinking that would be a good idea, but I only brought 10 songs and we'd have to listen to them again.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
It's been my pleasure. I thought I wasn't going to be able to talk for this long.
Well, that wasn't a problem now, was it?
Good interviewers.
We will be posting photo that is of the deserted island, of your deserted island. You actually have pictures, so we'll be posting that.
Yeah, when
along
I
with the show.
When I washed up there, I said, "Sweet." I'm sorry. Couldn't resist.
I like it.
Well, I hope that we hear more of you on the radio. You used to do radio shows, and if time works out, then we would love to hear you do radio shows again, Kathy.
I'd love to do that too. I've got it in my dream list. I guess it's some people call it a bucket list. It's my dream list, and there's a couple of things I want to do. I want to start the Scratchy Record Society back up again. And
boy, we can help there. We played a couple of them tonight.
Yes, we did, and I really appreciate that. And I imagine they haven't graced the airways in quite a while, a lot of them.
Well, that's where you come in.
All right.
Well, Kathy, have a wonderful night, and thank you again.